Trust your Lord, not yourself. Just a sampling of verses. 2 Samuel 22:3. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. That's a lot, isn't it? Psalm 16:1. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, the name of Jehovah, our God. And Psalm 52:8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. This is where we need to be. Trust Christ in more areas of your life. You say, well, what areas should I expand to? Well, be aware that anything in your life that tends to make you worry is an opportunity for growth. What bothers you? It is in that area you need to develop trust. Instead of running away and hiding from these challenges, embrace them. Become eager to gain the blessings he has hidden in the difficulties. Perhaps it's not in the difficulties, it's through the difficulties. It's accomplishing the victory over it. And at the outer end of it, through the end of that tunnel, you find the strength that he has for you in that. So become eager to gain the blessings he has hidden in the difficulties. Believe that he is sovereign over every aspect of your life. I was reading about a man. He said he was standing out in the night sky at his uncle's house or with family or something, looking up at the moon, and there were bright clouds that were passing by. So he's a child, and the uncle comes out and says, what are you looking at? He says, well, the moon and the clouds. He says, I keep seeing the clouds go by, and most of them just pass by. Some of them cross in front of the moon. He says, I was just waiting to see if any of them passed behind the moon. The uncle just nodded. He said, so where is the moon? He says, oh, it's out in outer space. And where are the clouds? He said, well, they're in our atmosphere. Oh, they have to be in front of the moon, don't they? You see, the thing was, it was all there for him. He already knew this, he just hadn't put it together. And that's what we are with our lives. We stop and look at something in our life and we say, but I have to do something about that. But recognize that God is sovereign in every aspect, every area of your life. Now, trust him in every situation. Stop fretting over the way things are. For the most part, we didn't cause it, did we? We didn't make things the way they are. So stop worrying about that. How did they get to where they are? God did it or God allowed it? He's the one in control. So stop fretting about it. Stop thinking about what might have been. If only I had. If only this. If only that. Nothing you can do about that. So start now with the present. Where do I go from here? Accept things as they are. Now search for his way through these circumstances. His way. Trusting Jesus is a staff to lean on for stability as you journey with Christ. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean on that staff, on your own understanding, as if you could figure it all out, see? In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge his sovereignty. Speak of him to others in every situation. Acknowledge him. If you trust Christ consistently, the staff will bear as much of your weight as needed. Lean on, trust, be confident in Christ with all your heart and all your mind. We just tend to forget and allow these things to bother us. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I have to do something. How about pray? How about be the testimony that you need to be? That's it. The Apostle Paul said, when I told you not to fellowship with fornicators, I didn't mean fornicators of the world. Then you'd have to be out of the world. He says, what have I to do with the world? He says, we're not reformers, are we? We're not people that are out to reform the actions of everybody. We're not to change the actions of the world. That's not our job. We're Christians who have been sinners and have been saved by the grace of God. And so we're not angry at sinners. We pity them. We want to see them saved. We're sad that they're lost and that they're ignorant of that condition. Let's spend our time praying. Spend our time being the testimony and being a conscience to the world around us. We say this is right and we're going to hold by what is right. And you may call us names. You may hurt us, you may damage us, but that's not as important as our God.